Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I'm looking more and more homeless by the day, but who cares? Let's get into some more entitled parent stories. Volunteering at a hospital doesn't make you medical personnel because you don't get paid. Now, a little disclaimer, I'm constantly being accused of exploiting a system. First off, if I did, then I would have known from someone who works there. Secondly, I didn't get a discount due to being a minor. Lastly, the people in my group was just myself and my parents, so before you angrily tell me that I was exploiting a system, I wasn't. Please don't be that person. Backstory, I volunteer at my local VA medical center. I used to do it at first just to see what it was like, but now I enjoy it. I signed up for a clinical and administrative job for different days, and I enjoy both of them. Both of my parents work in the medical industry, one of them being on the front line of this pandemic. I went shopping so I don't go too insane from quarantine. Those who have badges from working in a hospital can invite more people, 2-person max, and even get a discount. Me, knowing that I volunteered at a hospital, decided to do an experiment. My parents and I came in with our badges and masks on, and we were all let in. Everything was normal, we were just shopping and talking about our garden. My mum and I were asked to get frozen fruits, because I like to mix fruit in with my protein shakes until the gates of heck have opened. But right when I turned around with my frozen strawberries, a maskless entitled mum stops me right in my tracks and eyes my volunteer badge. "Shouldn't you be at home?" "Why are you asking me this?" "You're a volunteer, you shouldn't be out here." "Neither should you, you're not wearing a mask, let alone following the social distancing rule." "Well, at least I have a paying job." That's when it hit me. "Are you saying that I shouldn't be here because I'm not getting paid for what I do?" "Exactly, you're exploiting the benefits of working in a hospital. Let the real workers have their benefits." "I don't need a paycheck for working in a hospital, it's something I enjoy doing." "That'll change soon." My mum turns around seeing a strange woman in my face, so she approaches us, hoping to dissolve the quarrel. I can sense the mama bear in her already. "I'm sorry, but what is going on?" "Finally, actual medical personnel. Can you tell this poser to get the heck out of here?" Well, hopes of dissolving it peacefully have gone out the window. "Excuse me, you cannot tell my daughter that." "My daughter can count as a medical personnel as she also works with patients." "Does she even come into contact with patients with corona?" I just think to myself, playing the corona card? Look, the volunteering season is closed until the pandemic dies down. "See, she is a deadbeat. What kind of parent are you, letting your kid be entitled? You ought to scold her." Coming from a Karen, my mum and the entitled mum's kid laughed. She gets in my face and yells at me. "I don't know who you are, but you better not disrespect your adults. If you love your mother so much, then take that badge off and get the heck out of here." The entitled mum then leaves, but her kid stays behind. "Hey man, I'm sorry about that. My mum is just scared because of this pandemic. She saw you with your mum and she got angry and she wanted to check to see if you should be here or not. Personally, I like that you volunteer at hospital." "Thanks, well you should try volunteering at the VA when the season opens." "Maybe I will sometime." The nice kid leaves to go catch up with her mum. After that, my mum and I return to the cart with the frozen berries. I have met Karens before, but that's because they hate me for having coloured hair, liking anime, or listening to metal. But never have I ever had an encounter as bad as this. Yeah, I think this Karen was just very insecure about herself, really. Why would you target someone who is still doing a good thing? Volunteering at a hospital is an amazing thing. To me, it just proves that this Karen realizes that she's actually not doing enough herself during this pandemic to help everyone out, so I guess she's going at people who are doing more than her to make them feel worse about their situation. Realistically, Karen, you gotta take a look at yourself here. Maybe you can think about what more you can do to help with this situation than just, you know, abuse people for no real reason. Guys, talking about helping out during a pandemic, a lot of you guys have already done that by buying one of my custom face masks, which you can see on screen right now. I can't quite believe it, guys, but we've now raised over $1,000 for the Mask a Match campaign. Now, if you don't know this campaign, pretty much when you buy one of my masks, another one is given to a medical professional for absolutely nothing for free to help them out, keep them safe when they're doing their job. Guys, if you haven't got one yet, now is the time to get one. A lot of countries are now saying you can't go outside without one, and I think more and more people are going to, so you might need one for that eventuality. By wearing one of these masks, you're keeping yourself safe, you're keeping others around you safe, and you're keeping medical professionals safe. I mean, what an awesome thing to do. Yeah, let's add to that $1,000 and let's try and make it $2,000 by the end of May. Why not? Moving on to our second story now. Beautiful baby ducklings manhandled by an entitled mum's disgusting brats. This happened when I was having a cigarette in a quaint country pub garden in the east of England. The place is stunning countryside, dotted with local pubs. Everyone knows who is local. Every summer, the pubs are filled with rude, disgusting Londoners and their brats. Oh, let me just start recording face cam real quickly. As a Londoner myself, guys, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but it does make sense. You know, we're not always the best. We're not always the most polite when we go to... that's a bit harsh what I'm saying. I try to be polite, but I guess some locals don't like Londoners. I guess that's the point of this. Anyway, story time. I'd been out in the lovely flower pub garden a few times already as I was drinking beers on a gorgeous sunny afternoon with friends. I chain smoke when I drink. Every time I went out, I was thrilled to see this lovely white mother duck tending to her baby ducklings. There are about 7 of them, and the pub staff explained that the mum duck comes back each day to get food from the staff members and to chill in the sun with her fluffy ducklings. I am back in the pub with mates when an entitled mum and her 4 snotty, loud, disgusting brats enter. They proceed to make loads of noise and generally ruin the vibes. We ignore them. After a while, I walk outside for my final smoke, and I'm followed by the entitled mum and her brats. It turns out the entitled mum smokes too. We both light up and ignore each other, and immediately her brats spot the mother duck and her babies. Oh god. They all squeal and run over to the birds. To be honest, they were so loud, I looked at the mum already, expecting her to say something reasonable, like, "Calm down, guys, you don't want to scare the babies." But instead, she just watched her brats fondly. I watched the mother duck panic and try to usher her babies away from the entitled kids, but they all ran up and surrounded the birds, trapping them all in a corner by the wall. They then proceeded to start grabbing at the babies and roughly trying to pick them up. The mother duck and her babies start to quack in panic. Outraged, I look at the entitled mum and see she is still smiling at her brats as if this is the sweetest thing in the world. So I turn back to the entitled kids and I shout, "Don't touch the babies, just look at them." The entitled mum turns to me with a screwed up face and says, "How dare you speak to my children like that? They aren't doing any harm." I look back to see all the entitled kids still grabbing at the babies and distressing the mum. One of the entitled kids is even picking up a baby duckling by its wing. Oh my god. I scream, "Put those freaking babies down now, you little turds." The mum turns to me with a death stare and starts to say,
"If you talk to my babies like that again..."
At this point, I look at her with an even deadlier stare and I say in a shaking voice, "That duck is a mother too, and if you don't do something, I will manhandle your babies the way they are hers." The mother looked at me like she was gonna argue, but saw I wasn't kidding. She shouted her brats over and stormed inside. I finished my cigarette and watched the ducks leave the garden looking panicked. When I got back to my table, my mate said the woman was making a complaint about me to the bar staff. They came over and said the entitled mum told them I threatened her kids. I told them her entitled kids were grabbing the ducklings and I politely asked them to stop. I denied the threat. They asked the entitled mum whether her brats had grabbed the ducklings and she said, "They only wanted to hold them, they wouldn't hurt a fly." The bar staff told her and her brats to leave, and when she kicked up a fuss, they said, "Those ducks are locals, lady. F off." Alright guys, I know I said a few minutes ago I'm a Londoner, but this is not tourist being tourist. This is pretty much animal abuse. Fair play to the owners of the bar or restaurant, whatever it was. Yeah, they did the right thing kicking that mum and her entitled kids away. You just don't want those sort of people disrupting not only the wildlife, but also the people as well. Just think of the ducks, man. Like, babies are so fragile. Duck babies are fragile. You got to be careful, because otherwise, you know, one little shake of the wing that's, you know, a little bit too vigorous, a little bit too much, and a baby duck's dead for no real reason. So yeah, I completely commend what they did.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now guys, don't worry, we do have time for one more quick story. Entitled Mum is forcing me to marry my cousin to make her a US citizen. This is gonna be juicy. Now, before you call BS and start joking around saying Sweet Home Alabama, believe me, I wish this was bull, but unfortunately, it's an actual situation I'm facing. Secondly, we are Dominican. I don't know if that changes anything. Three, I hate that song. So I'm 20 and male, my cousin is 19 and female, and Spanish was my first language. I have a third cousin in the Dominican Republic. They are not well off in that country, and her mum is a little neglectful. At this point, it feels like my mum cares more about her than me, but whatever, she deserves it. She's a good kid who does well in school and wants to move to the US to go to nursing school. She can't, however, because she isn't a legal citizen. My mum decided that it would be the best plan for me to go to the Dominican Republic in June or July and marry my third cousin to make her legal. She brought this up a few years ago, but I thought she was joking. Apparently she wasn't, because recently she brought this plan up again. But she was actually talking about how she had already booked flights for the Dominican Republic and stuff. Like, what the F? I'm in a relationship already, and my mum literally told me that she does not give an F about my personal life. All she cares about is going to the Dominican Republic and forcing me to marry my cousin. Thankfully, I talked about the plan with my significant other, and they are supportive. Due to the pandemic and not knowing if it's going to get worse, I think it's safe to say we are not flying out there, but my mum, for some reason, still acts like we're going. Basically, I marry her and stay married for a year, then we divorce amicably. My mum pockets any money that's made from this, if any. When I tried to downright refuse this, this was met with screaming physical anger and threats to kick me out. I'm afraid to go to any family members because I don't know what's going to happen. Well, first and foremost, I have to say, I'm pretty sure doing that would be illegal, right? You can't just do that sort of thing. You can't marry for getting a green card, I don't believe, and then get divorced. That's a felony, is it not? I might be wrong on that one. I don't know the law that well in America, but I think I'm right. Secondly, OP, when you said that your mum will be pocketing any money that's made from this, if any, I do believe that that is the main reason this is all happening secretly. I reckon the other family, your cousins, are probably saying, you know what, just marry her off and we'll give you a little bit of money. Well, quite a lot of money, really, because it's her whole future. That's probably the reason why she's doing this. I don't want to be too cynical, but it sounds like it. And finally, wow, what a horrible mother you have. I'm sorry, there's not much more I can say. That's not very sympathetic of me, but just get away from her. Don't talk to her if you can. Ugh, not a great situation, but hey ho. Anyway guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. The eagle-eyed among you might have realized that I've somehow, out of nowhere, changed my top. Just the power of editing, guys, the power of editing. Don't worry about it. If you do want more videos, check out the playlist on screen right now. Also, subscribe to my channel if you haven't done already. And finally, go and buy a face mask, help save lives and raise some money.